Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Nate Buman, and he is the manager for the Shelby County Historical Museum. Good morning to you, Nate.
Good morning.
Nate, first I want you to tell us how we find the Shelby County Historical Museum.
Sure. We are at 1805 Morse Avenue in Harlan, and we're actually right between Pioneer Park and Potter's Park. Hmm. On Pine Street.
And I know when I drive through Harlan, the street that I go down, it's a well-traveled street. There's a sign right there. I mean, and of course, now you can put it in your phone and all that kinds of things to find it. But it's not hard to find. And it's a lovely location, lots of trees and shade and,
I guess
when you're between two parks, that would make it a great location. So you have a rather large building. Is part of the museum also in Pioneer Park? Or is
separate? It's all in Potter's Park proper.
Okay.
We're across the street from Pioneer Park. It's kind of confusing because the two parks are so close to one another. But everything is contained within Potter's Park. We're right by the tennis courts as well. We have four buildings.
Okay. Well, let's start with the kinds of different kinds of displays, because I know when I visited, the one that we were interested in was the room where all the military displays are. But you have some other special rooms, I believe.
Absolutely. Yeah, we have. We also have a research room where people come. That's kind of our main office area. We have a kitchen rental facility where a lot of people like to use to spend family reunions or class reunions, all sorts of different activities, group get-togethers. We also have two historic log cabins that were both here in Shelby County, and so we have those set up as well. And then we have in the Hoskins Pioneer Building, we have most of our early history, so our Native American artifacts, our pioneer history, our first settlers, our country school things. So we have a lot of the older artifacts, the more agricultural stuff as well, is in the Hoskins Building. So we have lots of different little areas set up, and there's absolutely a lot of different things that you can see. It might even take more than one visit.
Yes, I agree with you. And it is truly, from what I can tell, from what you said, when you call it the Shelby County Historical Museum, most of it does relate to Shelby County and the surrounding area.
Absolutely, yeah. We want this to be a county museum. We have a lot of things from Harlan naturally, but we really want to tell the history of people from Shelby County. But in doing so, we're really telling the story of Midwestern agricultural communities. It could be any community, really, that's a small rural agricultural-based community across the Midwest. So there's a little bit of something for everyone to see their own identity coming from those parts of the country as well.
What is the oldest item you have?
Well, we have a musk ox skull that I believe is 8,000 years old. That's the oldest thing I know of that we have. Now, we also, the oldest man-made thing we have is actually a book that's published in 1736. Mm. And it's written in Italian. It was published in Venice, Italy. It's a history of Peter the Great of Russia. And so that is actually the oldest man-made item that we have.
And how did all of these things come to be there? How do you collect items in the past and now still probably collecting items? How do those items come to the Shelby County Historical Museum?
Sure. Well, we started in 1964, and it was a group of people who were interested in the history of this area. And they really got together and started collecting items. So they did go out and solicit items. They bought items on estate sales, instead of things being thrown away, they would buy them or get them donated and bring them here. And we have had times where we come to the building after a weekend and there's a suitcase full of stuff that somebody has left over the weekend. So we've kind of become, the people's attic over time. But really right now we also do have an active collections policy that really drives what we accept and how we process things. So we have a collections review committee that looks at all potential donations and decides, how does this affect our mission? How does this help us tell the story of Shelby County? And really what we also need to consider when we're looking at items is, if we accept something, we have to take care of it, and we have a duty to take care of it properly. So that means if it's a wedding gown, we have to have a special textile box to help preserve that. We have to have a dress form to help display that properly. We have to have tissue paper to put, you know, in the sleeves so that the sleeves don't get creased and deteriorate over time. So when you accept something, it's really the accepting of the responsibility to care for that item properly. So we sometimes don't accept things if we don't feel confident that we can take care of it in the way that it needs to be taken care of. So, you know, there's lots of different questions that go into it. It's not just kind of gather as much as we can and put it all on display.
And as a visitor to the museum, I'm thinking we really do not have that background to think about those kinds of questions. So it does take a special knowledge that you have and other people have to make sure that those are well taken care of. Now, I understand you also have a special area that's all climate controlled, and that was a new addition. Tell me about that.
Yeah, in May of 2013, we completed a $100,000 renovation project where we took an existing, basically a basement space, and we framed in the walls, we waterproofed everything, we made it completely climate controlled, we made it fire secure, so that this room is always at a constant 69 degrees and at a constant 45% humidity. It's also a darker room with dark walls, dark ceiling, and that is really where we want to store as many items as we can. We want to balance what we have on storage, on display, and what we have in storage. And that really helps us to preserve items. If things are hanging on hangers, for example, for a long period of time, they're going to wear down in the shoulders. So, you know, we want to be able to put some things in storage periodically to ensure that we're preserving these for the future generations. It also allows us to rotate display, so that when you come in May and see the museum, you could come back in December and we're going to hopefully have different things on display and different exhibits made. So it really helps us with our collection in really more ways than one.
Good point about if you've been there once, hey, you've got to go back again, because number one, you couldn't see it all the first time and remember what you saw. And number two, some things will change. So
exactly.
Visit again. What is the fee to visit?
We have free admission. It's goodwill donation only. So really, we just ask that you give a little something to help us keep the doors open and keep taking care of the collections that we have. But we don't charge any admission.
Wow. So how is it funded?
We're very fortunate to have an endowment from a very generous gentleman when he passed away that was in his estate. So a lot of it is funded off of that endowment, but we also we work very hard to apply for grants that will help us with specific parts of what we're doing, whether it's collections, whether it's school tours. We do have generous donations, memorials, and then our membership is very important. We get the membership dues, and that's really the people who make an annual commitment to help and support the museum.
So that's good community support to keep
Absolutely.
That going. And what are your hours?
We are open 8 to 4, Monday through Friday.
Okay. Weekends at all?
Well, not right now. We need to have a little bit more staff help to do that on the weekends, but if people want to come on the weekend, absolutely, you can call during the week and we will set something up. We can work something out.
Okay.
So this weekend, for example, we have a family reunion coming, and on Saturday and on Sunday is actually another family reunion. So,
And that's good to know because, yeah, sometimes there are family members who visit and this is the only time they can come, or like you say, bus loads of people who come from somewhere else. It's you're flexible with all that. And
we're flexible.
And so how do we contact you and the museum?
You can contact the museum either via phone at 712-755-2437. Or you can email is always a really good option because we can even get that in the evenings and on the weekends. Shelbyco.museum shelbyco@gmail.com.
Okay, that's pretty easy. Shelby, yeah. CO for county, shelbyco@gmail.com.
Yep, that's exactly right.
Okay,
yep.
Excellent. So I'm really encouraging people in the area, if they or wherever haven't been to the Shelby County Museum, to make a visit there, and you may be surprised, and then you may want to go back again. So
yeah, hope so.
We want to thank you very much, Nate Buman, who is the manager there, for visiting with us today.
My pleasure, Levon. Thanks for having me.
Till next time, here's a thought. It's a Chinese proverb that says, "Learning is a treasure that will follow its owner everywhere."